I'd like to welcome you to the Feeling of Jazz, another session of the Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around for the next 2 hours for some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. And we're going to continue tonight with the second installment of our salute to trumpet man Chet Baker. We're going to do some early Pacific jazz cuts that he made around 1953 to 1957 under the independent label Pacific Jazz, which was created by a guy named Dick Brock and was very successful for many years as an independent jazz label. Chet Baker came out of service as a relatively unknown artist around 1952. He played in the Army Band, and he gravitated to L.A. and started to sit in with different musicians, and he was very impressive. And so he was eventually signed up by baritone man Jerry Mulligan, and they had the famous Jerry Mulligan Quartet, which was had several hits, was very popular for a few months. Jerry Mulligan had to move on to another venue, and so Chet Baker lined up his own quartet, and the leader of the band was really Russ Freeman, the piano player who really wrote most of the arrangements, picked the tunes, and mentored Chet on various tracks. This is the Chet Baker Quartet live at Ann Arbor in Michigan, live, 1955, University of Michigan, and this is a little thing that was written by the piano player Russ Freeman called Russ Job. Thank you. Plain as Hell, that was cut live, and that was a concert at University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, 1955. And we had, of course, our featured artist of the week, Chet Baker on trumpet, Russ Freeman on piano. He composed that particular track. Carson Smith on bass, Bob Neal on drums, from an early quartet set done by Chet. Now we're going to get into the Duke Ellington songbook, and this is something by one of Chicago's finest, made a worldwide reputation. He had a little jazz club himself, I think it was on the south side of Chicago, called I don't know what Ahmed called a particular club, but this is a track that he cut with the Ahmed Jamal Trio, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Thank you. It's a nice, quiet, bored fade on a nice rendition of an old Ellington standard, Evergreen, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me by the Ahmad Jamal Trio. And let's give full credit here. I don't have the other members of the trio, but that was Ahmad on piano. Now we're going to continue with our highlighting of the works of Chet Baker, and this is another Pacific Jazz album cut early in Chet's career after he left the Jerry Mulligan Quartet and formed his own quartet with Russ Freeman on piano. And this is an album called The Trumpet Artistry of Chet Baker. And there are various artists backing up Chet on this particular album. And where they do a composition called Tommy Hawk, written by Johnny Mandel, who is a great arranger, composer. And we may be hearing a little bit of Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, Jack Montrose on tenor sax, and Russ Freeman on piano on this particular track. Let's listen to Tommy Hawk. Another board fade. That wasn't our esteemed audio engineer in the studio that did that. It was done on the recording, and that was a little thing written by Johnny Mandel. It became a kind of a jazz favorite at that time, called Tommy Hawk, and that was from Chet's album, The Trumpet Artistry of Chet Baker. Okay, now we're going to turn to alto sax man Jackie McLean, one of the foremost bop artists on the alto sax, and this is a little thing written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, two of the great composers who contributed so much to the great American songbook. The tune is It's You or No One, and we've got Jackie, of course, on tenor sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Ronald Tucker on drums. It's You or No One.
Thank you.
Jack McLean on alto sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet. As You Or No One, a great contribution to the American Songbook by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. And it was a neat little swinger, nice tempo. We're going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Chet Baker. This is another early Pacific jazz album he cut around 1956, Chet Baker and Crew. And the crew was comprised of Phil Urso on tenor sax, kind of an unknown, overlooked tenor sax man, but he was very good and one of Chet Baker's favorite sidemen in the groups where he would record on Pacific Jazz. Bobby Timmons on piano out of the Art Blakey school of the Jazz Messengers. Jimmy Bond on bass, Peter Lippman on drums, and this is a little thing written by Al Cohn called Something for Lisa. Thank you. It was a neat little swinger by Chet Baker and his crew. That was the name of the Pacific Jazz album. It included Phil Ursel on tenor sax, along with Chet Baker there on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano. And now we're going to turn to the great trumpet man, Thad Jones, who spent many, many years in the Count Basie band in the trumpet section. And then he moved on to form a big band with Mel Lewis, the Thad Jones Mel Lewis big band that played weekly at the Village Vanguard in New York City for many years. And this is an album he did on the Blue Note label around 1956-1957, called Thad Jones, The Magnificent Thad Jones, Volume 3. Obviously, that was the third LP they put out for Thad. And it includes, let's see who we got here, Benny Powell, yeah, on trombone, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano. Let's listen to Thad Jones lead up his little group doing his own composition, Thad Rack. I had Thad Jones on trumpet there from his Blue Note album, The Magnificent Thad Jones, Volume 3. It was a little composition by Thad called Thad Rack, and you heard some sax work there by Gigi Grice, and the piano solo was taken by a fellow Detroiter, Tommy Flanagan. Well, now we're going to get back to our highlight artist of the week, and that is Chet Baker. And this is an album entitled Chet Baker Big Band, cut in 1956 on the Pacific Jazz label. It's a misnomer. There are three or four tracks where there's a little big band that included Art Pepper on alto sax and Bud Shank alto sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax. I'm not sure that they're on this particular track. I think at least we have Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Lippman on drums, or Larry Marvel on drums. We'll see. This is a little thing called Chet. All right, that was the Chet Baker. That was the Chet Baker big band, and it was a little big band, really, Chet Baker on trumpet. I think we heard an alto sax solo there by Bud Shank and baritone sax solo there by Bob Gordon. And it was from a Pacific Jazz album cut in 1956. It was titled after the artist. It was called Chet. Now we're going to turn to Chet Baker again from his album Playboys. It was originally listed, issued under the title Playboys, and Playboy magazine wasn't too happy about that, particularly with this spicy cover they used to market the LP. So when they reissued it, they called it the Picture of Heath, because some of the compositions were written by Jimmy Heath. And this is Art Peppers on this particular track, and on alto sax. And we also have Phil Urso back on tenor sax, one of Indianapolis's finest, who gravitated to the West Coast, Carl Perkins on piano, Curtis Counts on bass, Lawrence Marable on drums. He was a standby on the West Coast on drums for many, many years. And this is a little thing written by Art Pepper called Picture of Heath.
Thank you.
was Chet Baker, our featured artist of the week on trumpet there, with Phil Orso on tenor sax, Art Pepper on alto sax. That was a alto or a composition written by Art Pepper, Minor Yours, originally issued on a Playboy label, and then subsequently reissued under the title of Picture of Heath. We're going to now close out the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. And so please stick around. We'll be right back with another fine hour of modern mainstream jazz.